and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden continues to reject calls from a small number of Democrats to end his candidacy.
I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
The president Monday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the vast majority of Democrats standing by Mr. Biden.
You see this sort of split screen that's playing out here on Capitol Hill, where you have a handful of Democratic members that want President Biden to step aside, but then you have members who are saying absolutely they're standing behind the president, they want the Democratic Party to rally behind him, and they're issuing sort of a warning that having this type of dysfunction so close to the November election could actually hurt the party.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Republican Party will have its first new platform since 2016. The platform committee adopting a policy document opposing a federal abortion ban. The government's national average price for regular gasoline up a penny in the past week. This is ABC. There are more guns than there are people in this country, and they get used every day. In Detroit, two people were killed, 19 wounded, when the bullets started flying at an illegal block party. Police Chief James White.
Large numbers of people from around the state, as far as 50 miles away, that are showing up armed, in many instances, with a sense of lawlessness taking over the streets.
Police boosting Thursday through Sunday patrols over the summer to disperse the illegal parties in Detroit. In Chicago.
Over 100 people have been shot in this city. 19 people have been killed this holiday weekend.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, absent meaningful gun control, words are about all he can offer.
When this reckless violence ravages across our city this magnitude, we are losing a piece of the soul of Chicago.
Mayor Brandon Johnson promises there will be consequences for the criminal activity. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence. Or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but you also know it's probably gonna be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy, because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire parents are asking the Supreme Court for permission to sue their school district over a gender support policy. The district policy says staff should respect the student's chosen gender and doesn't need to notify parents. Parents say that violates their constitutional rights. The case has already been dismissed twice from lower courts for lack of standing. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to guarantee them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capper's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with lower 60s and light winds through the overnight. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Could be one or two thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Tuesday night, looking dry. It's 66 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Sandy Williams will be back, and we'll dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Here's why I don't love the Biden debate. I really don't like it. It doesn't mean I don't think it's important. I don't throw stones at our listeners who want to engage in it, who have real questions about who would be the strongest nominee. I think it is not the most opportune time to have that discussion, given that the convention is not long from now. But it's a better time of having that discussion than after the convention. It's even arguably a better time than during the convention, because a united convention, because a peaceful convention, because a convention that shows confidence among the American people is a convention that is more correlative to victory, correlates better to actually having a strong chance to win. Here's what I don't like. It is inevitable. I know what the media is doing. They did the same thing with Hillary Clinton's emails. I think there's a little bit of sort of self-hating going on. I think a little bit of what happens is there is, in urban areas, a echo chamber that happens, particularly in New York, D.C., a little bit less Los Angeles. And they want to seem reasonable. They don't want to have it the cocktail party only saying, oh, well, Trump is a buffoon, we can't elect him. They have to have something else to say. And so to demonstrate their equanimity, to demonstrate their fair-mindedness, their intellectual discipline, they say, well, we've got to spend real time going after the Democratic nominee, the nominee that might be supported by more of our urban friends, people who live in our same apartment complex or live in our same neighborhood. We have to show that we're willing to go after them. And so they end up latching on with great vigor, more vigor than the merits justify. Things like Hillary Clinton's email server, and yes, like Joe Biden's age. That we overstate the case. Because there isn't right now. We had Eugene, board-certified psychiatrist, call in and said, yeah, I think, and he was sort of candid, I think that you are seeing the kind of mild mental decline that happens in a lot of seniors. But then Eugene, but it, often it can make you wiser. It didn't make him worse. It's made him slower. And if we look at his presidency, that is, to me, the best indication of whether or not the guy can do the job is, in fact, his presidency. It is not a debate with Donald Trump. But here's why. And I'm, again, I am not here to bury Caesar nor to praise him. But here's why I don't like the debate. I wrote something down. I am going to share you some of my notes. First of all, it is judging based on a level of generality away. It is a debate based too much on what we think others will think. It means it is self-fulfilling, it is media fueled. So Joe Biden has made presidential decisions. So many of the people who I love and admire, who wish there were a different nominee against Donald Trump, will start out by saying, I love Joe Biden, and he has been the first or second best president of my lifetime. Joe Biden has hired good staff and has good staffing judgment. He shows good policy judgment, good national strategic judgment and values. He is a patriot who serves the country, not his own pocketbook. He is not in the pocket of a foreign dictator. Too much of the debate isn't about Joe Biden's suitability to be president, but about his suitability as a candidate, about whether or not he makes for good television. And what bugs me about that is the whole reason we have campaigns is to decide who could do a good job as president. It is not to figure out who could do a good job as convincing people they could do a good job as president. Do you understand what I mean by level of generality away? Does that make sense? Is it too confusing? That it ends up being meta. It ends up being a debate about itself. If we're trying to evaluate who can be president, and so often I say, well, the president needs to step aside because he's not a good enough candidate. Well, wait a minute. I thought the whole point of being a candidate was to determine whether or not somebody could do the job as president. Again, that does not erase away the decision. There are legitimate questions about who could do the job as president and if President Joe Biden could do the job as president going forward for blank number of more years. That's a legitimate discussion. But what I don't like about this debate is it's too meta. It's too feeding on itself. It's self-important by the media. It's self-important by pundits. It's self-important by armchair pundits. People say, well, I know what other people will vote for. And even if I think Joe Biden would be a good president or has been a very good president, I'm not sure he could make the case to other people. Therefore, what we make a decision on is who could make the case about themselves. It's kind of weird. Second thing I don't like about it, that modern media narratives are bad at evaluating and explaining multivariate stories. Stories with lots of causes. That modern media narratives look for a cause, an explanation, an ephemeral Occam's razor, the single winning hot take. Reality usually has more than one thing going on. In that previous debate, Joe Biden dealt with his age, for sure. He dealt with coming off a cold, maybe antihistamines. He dealt with, as his staff said, well, it was later in the day. A sweet spot is usually in the strong parts or the working part, the fat part of the day, not after he's had a hard day of being president. Bad preparation. Bad preparation by Joe Biden, but also typically bad preparation of a president who, we've seen this now from multiple presidents, who prep for, and Joe Biden tried to say this in his interview with George Stephanopoulos, is they prepare it like they prepare meeting with a world leader. They'd look at some of the details, some of the points they need to make sure they'd hit, rather than preparing it like you prepare a performance, which is a different level of rehearsal. When you're preparing a performance, it's a different level. It's a lot more. It's not like preparing a disciplined business meeting. An actor has to do a lot more. A performer has to do a lot more. A musician has to do a lot more. A presidential debater has to do a lot more than someone preparing for a board meeting. Both important, but different level of preparation. Another piece of the multivariate story, multivariable story, the complex story, was Trump's lies. The difficulty at dealing with that cavalcade, that cascade, that rush of misstatement after misstatement, and it can leave someone slack-jawed. It can leave someone dumbfounded. It would leave most of us dumbfounded and slack-jawed. How am I even supposed to respond to this? Part of the story is also the moderators. Not fact-checking, not correcting, and doing precious little follow-up. You add up all of those things, and it is a perfect storm. The challenge is that it's hard in the media, and I characterize myself as a very minor junior member of that same challenge, to explain something that has a lot of variables, because we look at that smoking hot take, that single winning angle, that mythical Occam's razor, that single cause. That's the second reason I don't like this debate. Third, it puts the blame in the wrong place. If Donald Trump wins, it is not Joe Biden's fault. Let me say that again. If Donald Trump wins, it is not Joe Biden's fault. It's the Republican Party's fault. It's Republican voters' fault. It is the fault of people who vote for Donald Trump. It is Donald Trump's fault. It is Donald Trump's family's fault. It is the oligarchs and idiots who fund his campaign. It's their fault. It is the fault of some major media.
ranks of the successful people that finished their lives.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Hear that? It's the sound of your life.
Town's got a quick stop.
The world you've created.
Take your fake ID for
but
a pit stop.
Every time you drive after drinking,
grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline.
Life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz you.
Every small
bus
town's got a Friday
driving.
Night.
Don't drive bus.
Sold out crowd under stadium lights where the
Cubans
jack
and the
raps
the
homecoming queen.
Catch up by finding the podcast.
Every small town's got a chair of dreamers. County line racing, 17ers. Every small town's got their white picket fences. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. 4th of July parade. Every small town has got a water tower. Sunset kisses and golden hours. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got
me. CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Every small town's got an overpass. Graffiti promises it never lasts. Through that
every
small town has a heart that runs deep.
The next person
has got a fair share of mental
beef.
Every small town has got their white picket fences. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. 4th of July parade. Tower, sunset kisses and golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. The only small town that's got you. Got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses and golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got. You.
firework.
I know I wasn't always good to you. And one time I had some trouble when it came to being true. But if you're gonna be good, don't you think you could do better than Walter? I'm sure that Walter is a stand-up guy. He may never make you laugh, but he'll never make you cry. But can you really see yourself turning out just like a Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run wild and free when you were still in love with me? When he stumbles on photographs, the ones of us that you still have. You're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do to Walter. I bet he never had his nose broke in a ballroom. Or got cussed by a country judge because of one crazy night. But can you really see yourself turning out the lights and turning to Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run so wild and free when you were still in love? Stumbles on photographs, the ones of us that you still have to see. You're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do to Walter.
Hey! only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary. Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with lower 60s and light winds through the overnight. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Could be one or two thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Tuesday night, looking dry. Right now, it's 67.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy and dry.
Where'd you learn it?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey.
Because remember, to make you understand, prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, for State Forest and the Ad Council.
And Todd Alma Show.
Join us live.
From
turn
to
our
four.
Backs on true romance. And we never gave our love a chance. Oh, it's so easy to let a lover slip away. And I know if I had the chance, I could make you stay.
Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and living on the land. Me and you and a dog named Blue.
This house is too quiet. This house is too cold. Click on the morning TV show. Talking to myself, wishing it was you. Wishing you would have stayed.
Thank you. least I'm as happy as can be, and I know my place. My wife, my boss on this plot of land. She's the farmer, and I'm the farmhand. You heard right, sir. She's the farmer.
From your existing service. Think of your savings. So
it's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep
Maxie
might also
Civic
coach
video
at the local
with
middle
Mike
school.
And Wendy from Sunspot.
Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters.
Well, that's
it's
how
true.
The original series
we take
was.
Pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out. Because we not only work here,
and everybody had to like be like
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make sure everybody understands what will be in the best interest of you and your trees.
Give
professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart?
Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio.
Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry. I can roller skate while walking my dog. I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. We've all felt left out. There are people who moved to this country that didn't last more than moments. We can change that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too. And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's never any doubt I see what I mean to you. When I hold you close like this, I know what heaven is. All I want is for you to feel it too. Do I love you enough? Do I give what you need? Do I make you feel like you're my everything? Can you see it in my eyes?
aftermath of that election, which is different from the
You can write your own ticket now. I'll get by without you somehow. Don't you worry about what I'll do. I'll defy without you. You say you think a change would do you good. If you feel that way, well, I guess it would. I can live my life without you. I've got places to go and things to do, but I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never mend. Oh, I'll find someone to hold now and then, but I'll And there's nothing I can do to make you stay. Well, I never tried to put holes on you. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do. So you go your way and I'll go mine. And if our paths should cross somewhere down the line, I'll just say hello and shake your hand. But if tears come to my eyes, please understand. I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never mend. Oh, I'll find someone to hold. Sometimes I believe in the underdog who chases dreams and breaks down walls. The shy kid who gets the prom queen who's never been the star of anything. And those two lovers kissed at City Hall. They've got each other, so they've got it all. Call me a dreamer, say I'm a little naive. Oh, but I underdog. This is from an additional move removed
hour. Guy like me could get the prom queen. I've never been the star of anything. Two lovers hitched in City Hall. Still got each other, so we got it all. Call me a dreamer, say I'm a little naive. Yeah, you can call me a dreamer, say I'm a little naive. But I believe in the underdog.
Down to the road and sound, and always on the Civic Media app.